Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Roger, JP, 751, sunny and 82 today. And we welcome into the studio a guy who's been on the show a couple times. We like him very much, Salavoy's Valentinetti.
How you doing? Sally Big Nuts. What's going on with his new CD?
Maybe that should be your second CD.
Yes, Sally Big Nuts. That's your porn name.
No. My porn name is Rocco Valentino.
Did you put...
That's right.
Did you put a gold grill on your Cadillac?
I did. Well, I wrapped it. It was, no, you can't actually, it's a lease. So, electroplate it? No. I got this guy Tinting Motors right off 110 right over here.
First plug in the morning.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Nothing less.
That's right. I'm a walking billboard. I'm just as big as one, too. And that's, I wrapped all the trim, the door handles, I did the Vogue tires.
You're a pisser.
Oh, yeah.
Sal, of course, is called The Voice, SalTheVoiceNY.com, but he's from America's Got Talent, but also since then, your singing career as a young guy with a voice sounding like Sinatra has gone so well, and now the CD has come out right, knocking on everything that's wood in the studio. The CD's out, and you're already the number one jazz album or something on iTunes?
Number one jazz album on iTunes and Amazon. And
really?
Billboard.com said number two on the top and traditional jazz albums, so I'm right behind, what's her name? Not Norah Jones, the other one, Diana Krall.
Oh, yeah?
I'm right behind Diana Krall.
How did you get the word out about it?
I didn't.
Because you don't have a label, right?
I just put it on Facebook and Instagram, and social media is the most beautiful thing on planet Earth. I fought against
it.
I said, what do I need a Twitter for? What do I got to be on here looking at all these people? I don't know. Oh, taking a dump, hashtag dump. I don't got to be up on your life like that. But
Right. Listen,
people are up on mine because... Thank God I got great fans out there because they bought this thing. And let me tell you something. Big Time Tommy, who's got to make it into a studio interview. The thing is, he's not out of the house before like 2 o'clock.
Right.
He's got to process.
And who's Big Time Tommy?
Big Time Tommy is the supreme cuisine.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're ever out on Sunrise
he's
Highway.
He's the car guy, right?
If you're ever out on Sunrise Highway.
Oh, right.
You've
right.
seen 82, 83, 84, 85 Cadillac with a gold grill and the green, white, and red lights and everything going and the freestyle music blasting. That's Big Time Tommy. Wave hello.
Does his ankle bracelet let him come all the way to West Babylon?
The dealership,
right.
Hollywood Motors, second plug of the day.
It's right over here.
That is number two.
Yeah, Hollywood Motors. That's my cousin right there, Mike, and Mike Mario. We hang out there, so yeah, no, he comes all the way to West Babylon. Yeah, without any buzzing, or beeping, or ringing.
Nice. So. So you get the word out that way, and then what happens?
He's been posting these videos, like just sporadically. Mm-hmm. How you doing? Buy my cousin's album, all right? Boom, done. Right? And people just, the comments flood in. He's a marketing master.
And that's who you've got behind you.
I could pay guys $5,000 a month to push this thing, or just say, hey, Tommy, post a video, or go live on Facebook. It's like 13,000 views just from being him.
See, and the good part about this for you is, you don't even have an idea of what this should do. It's like, whatever it happens, and if I make my money back, the goal is to make my money back and make some money.
The goal was to put something out because my fans have been begging and begging and begging and begging. I didn't really care
right.
about making a ton of money on this thing. And I put up my own money for it. We spent like 30 large, guys, so buy the album.
Is that what it costs to put out now?
Oh, my God.
It's a CD. What do you got, 5, 6, 7 songs in it,
I got
right?
6 songs on
right.
this.
Here's 30, what you need to fill it.
Yeah, so I got some help for the Christmas album. Because that's 12 tracks, and I was like, I'm not mortgaging the house. So.
Right.
That's next, huh?
I'll tell you what, though. How many 22-year-olds, 21-year-olds, can get $30,000 to go into a studio and record an album? You got to feel pretty good about that.
There's every rapper under the sun.
Well, there is that.
That's true.
Are you kidding me? If I wore my pants a little lower, I'd be in business.
So, Sal, you've been playing live the whole time. Now you finally put out the CD, but you've been all over the country. Here, you just thought you would play live, right?
I love playing live. I love playing live almost more than I love the album. The album I love because it's my baby and everything, right. It's my first ever recording that I put out for sale to the public, which thank God they responded beautifully. But I love performing. You know, we just did a show in Milwaukee.
What?
In Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Thousands of people showed up to this feast. I came off the stage and my band was like, usually they give out this MVP trophy to the best guy in the band. And I don't consider myself part of the band because I'm whatever.
It's for them.
Right, it's for them.
The little guys.
And no, they're oof.
Yeah, you said they're monsters.
Oh my God, they are. Yeah. You can hear them on the album. That's my band on the album. I came off the stage and they go, Sal, we're giving you the MVP. I'm like, why?
Right.
They said, just everything, the energy and everything. I'm like, well, what's... I don't notice a difference because I love it so much.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm just out there to put on it, and I just love performing. I never thought I would love it this much.
So you're in Milwaukee and you rocked like the Bratwurst Festival? Is that what you're saying?
No.
They have Italian
feasts in the middle, in the Midwest.
Yeah.
I went to, you know, the previous weekend I was in Detroit and Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo, 15,000 people showed up.
Damn.
Buffalo! You sang for 15,000 people?
In Buffalo! I feel like Sammy Hagar. This is awesome.
I got news for you. Sammy Hagar is not drawing 15,000 anymore.
Well.
You feel like two Sammy Hagars at least.
Dude, I can't help
pretty
but
good.
Ask. Are you wearing eyeliner?
No.
Are you sure?
My eyes are just gorgeous. I have great eyelashes.
That's what it is.
Ladies, it's the jeans.
You are pretty dreamy. I got to be honest with you.
Thank you. It's the jeans. And that's Calvin Klein. It's another
plug. Hey. Sal LaVoice, Valentinetti from Bethpage on the air with us this morning, celebrating the release of his new CD.
I tell you what, we have comics in the studio, and I don't laugh as hard as I do when he comes in here. And that's the truth.
Natural character.
That's what it
That's
is.
That's what he is.
And you know what?
Personality.
And I'm a pretty much a miserable prick, but you come in the studio and you got a smile on your face from the beginning to the end.
I'm just happy to be
just
here.
Just crack jokes. Good for you, man.
Are you kidding me? I get to live like this at 21. If you don't wake up with a smile on your face every single day, there's something the matter with you.
758, here's Ted.
Stagney Coast Parkway, northbound, approaching Pioneer Drive. We have an accident there being worked on. It was a minor.
All right, just after 8 o'clock, more with Sal the Voice Valentinetti, who just put out a new album. More stories from him. And, of course, he's got a charity gig coming up to Paramount in Huntington on Thursday, August 3rd. Proceeds are going to the Shriners Hospitals for Children. Nice gig.
You rented the Bentley, right? You didn't buy it?
No, I didn't buy a Bentley. I'm not a jerk.
Whether I need to start taking singing lessons. No, you're not a jerk. You just gold dip your grill on your Cadillac.
Listen, that's not a jerk thing. That's a throwback to the 90s.
You got to get the lights underneath. The neon lights underneath.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The underglow? No, take it easy, guy.
You got to hear about...
This isn't Crenshaw Boulevard.
You got to hear about why he rented a Bentley. I'll tell you that story. Next, 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. Oh, 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 810.
That is one Giddy Mobile if I've ever seen one.
Thank you. I prefer the term Guido.
Guido. Got it.
Sal, the voice,
that other term is derogatory. It's for my people and my people only.
I am one of your people.
Sal the Voice is in the studio, just put on an album called The Voice.
It's like the N-word. We can say it to each other, and it's cool. Can't say it to somebody else.
Sal's 21. It sounds like Frank Sinatra. And, just took JP on a tour of his gold, what is it, gold wrapped?
It's wrapped.
Or whatever you did to make it look.
The trim is wrapped. The car is not wrapped gold.
Hmm.
No.
True. And now this weekend.
You got a charity gig or something?
Yes, I do.
Tell
Starkey
us the Bentley
family.
Story.
Hold on.
Here it is. Here's Sal.
When I'm awfully long, when the world is cold,
that's enough
I
of that.
Will feel a gold.
But I tell you
you're
this.
You're so ridiculously smooth.
I wouldn't.
It really is just.
I wouldn't know.
Butter.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I've never been the biggest. I don't know Sinatra, like, deep in Sinatra. And I know this is his song. But if I was driving and this came on, I would think it was, and I'm not even joking,
Yeah. I would think it was Sinatra.
I just really sounds like a younger version, you know? The voice just sounds a little younger, not as textured rough like older Sinatra would. You know what I mean?
Or, you know, on The Family Guy, when Seth MacFarlane like breaks into song kind of thing and he's got that voice.
Yeah. Seth MacFarlane has an incredible voice.
Yeah, he does.
What a
He's talented,
talent.
Man, right?
Oh, my God. He's
funny. But he
funny.
Doesn't have a 24.
He's funny. He sings well. He's handsome. I want to just, you know, climb inside Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah.
So I just want to be him for a week.
He doesn't have a 24-carat voice, though.
No, he doesn't. But he has Aston Martins, and like
that's what
he's
like.
He dated Charlize Theron, you know?
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Sal's got all the dirt, all the Hollywood dirt. He knows all of it.
I know that.
What's going on this weekend? You got the Bentley.
Yes.
So what did you say? You rented a Bentley, and you're going to take it out there and look like a big shot?
Cloud 9 Exotics. Do the thing.
Oh, there we go.
Do the thing.
Plug number four.
Cloud 9 Exotics. They rent high-end cars for guys who can't afford high-end cars.
Got it.
Or who are a little smarter with their money. But, it's a beautiful Bentley Continental GTC Speed.
Nice.
Got like 600 horsepower, so whoa. Suffolk PD, beware. I'm coming for you.
I'm sure they'll be looking for you.
Yeah, they are. They're always looking for me.
So you go out, what are you doing? By the way, we're on Facebook Live right now on the BAB Facebook page if you want to get on 102.3 WBAB. You can see Sal and see what's going on in the studio while we're talking. But go ahead. So what's the big event?
So a little almost BAB tie-in. It's Gene Simmons is Gene Simmons and his daughter.
She's good. She's good, that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sal.
You could do that.
I'm getting all my blousy shirts.
But you know what? She's good, but she's not hot where she feels out of your league. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, she's a good looking woman.
She's Gene Simmons' daughter, so she's out of my league.
She's not, though. I'm telling you, dude, once you get that voice going, once you start singing, nobody's out of your league.
All right, we'll see. I'm going to listen. I should do the smoother ones then.
Yeah,
this weekend.
This thing.
The way you look tonight.
Right.
Yes.
Then I'll hit him with a little Mac.
Kill.
You know? Oh, the shark has pretty deep, dear. Come on. How you doing, ladies? Good morning.
Sing it right to her.
Then he gets hit in the face with a pair of panties.
How you doing? It's better than the wire brassieres.
Yeah.
Those hurt.
You didn't want that.
Those hurt.
You get wire brassieres from like 65-year-old women slinging up on the stage.
And they got an arm, too.
Why is, what are you doing with Gene Simmons?
It's just this, they're big sponsors of the Starkey Foundation in this event this year. So I think he's hosting the event.
Okay. Oh, wow. He's not playing or anything.
I don't think they can afford Gene Simmons. I'm kidding. I don't know. I don't know if he is. If he is, that'd be an awesome surprise.
Spitting blood on old ladies. That'd be great.
Oh, my God, right? No, this is all Hampton types.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
Well, you remember his solo album? He sang Wish Upon a Star on his solo album.
Yes.
So maybe that would fit in with what you're doing.
It would.
Did you ever hear that?
No.
Brett, do we have it in there?
I've heard of it.
Mm. Maybe brush up on that song.
It's like
in case
the Loch Ness Monster. I've heard it. I've never
seen
it.
You might need a little help. And then you could sing it. Show them how it's done. Gene Simmons. Yep.
Gene Simmons from Kiss. Listen, Sal, you're not going to be touching my daughter. Let's get that straight first and foremost.
That's right, Sal.
You cannot touch my voice. You cannot touch my daughter.
Here it is.
Listen to this.
This is in the height of Kiss in the 70s.
Yep.
This is better than you'll ever be.
Came out in the 70s?
Yeah. Right? 78, 79?
How did everybody feel about it?
Frank Sinatra was jealous.
Are you sure about that, Gene?
100%.
In what year? In the 70s, Frank Sinatra was not jealous.
No, he wasn't.
No, he was breaking necks and cashing checks, that guy.
Before you were a glimmer in your mother and father's eyes.
Yeah. My mother was 10 years old.
She sure was. I know her very well. I am your father.
Sal.
Figures.
I am your father.
Where do you think you get the voice from? Both my parents are tone deaf. My father, I was one of those test tube babies.
What, you really?
My father to this day thinks that the doctor dropped my sample on the floor and then scraped it up with something. But gave me this gift.
Come on. Are you really a test tube baby?
Yeah.
Get out.
That's why I'm so perfect. I was made in the laboratory. I was created.
Show them your tongue, son. Show them. There it is. Look at that. Just like daddy.
Sal the Voice, the son of Gene Simmons. Yeah. Broken. Breaking news right on this show.
Now, you're supposed to say the son of Gene Simmons, ladies. That's right. I'm going after some Gene Simmons money.
That's it.
I'm kidding.
More with Sal coming up next right now. Let's get to the roads here, Stead.
And right now in...
822, Roger and JP on BAB. Coming up more with Sal the Voice Valentinetti, of course, originally from America's Got Talent. You can get his album, Sal the Voice, on iTunes and all the stuff. It's out. And he's got a big event coming up at Paramount in Huntington Thursday, August 3rd. If you want to help out, that'd be nice. Shriners Hospitals for Children.
It's sold out?
Oh, it's already sold out? My God.
He's not showing off.
No. It's been sold out for a couple weeks.
Good God.
I love Long Island.
He'll also be at West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center August 27th.
That's my birthday. Yeah.
Not sold out yet?
Not sold out yet.
So actually somebody can actually get a ticket and come see you.
And that's going to be a really good show because it's only like 400 seats.
Yeah. Well,
it's going to be like sold intimate. Out by later today. Okay, good.
It's you not 15,000.
That meet and greet's like not going to take 3 hours.
Buffalo.
All right, more with Sal right now. 823. Here's Ted with the stuff you need to know.
President Trump coming to Long Island today to address the administration's fight against MS-13. He's set to appear at Suffolk Community College in Brentwood, and there is also expected to be some protests. And Republicans again late last night failed to pass an amendment that would have repealed parts of Obamacare.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP.
So you can't.
827, Sal the Voice, Valentinetti in the studio with us. He of the silky, smooth voice. 21-year, almost 22.
Almost 22.
Don't do anything stupid like start thinking about finding the one. You understand?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, don't say anything. Don't do anything stupid like posting feeling 22 on your birthday.
Yeah, no, not either.
I'm not looking to, I'm not looking to purchase yet. I'm going to stick to leasing for now.
Yeah, smart idea. Because I can see, I can see you doing what you do. And maybe, obviously your audience is older most of the time. But I can see them bringing like their kids or grandkids.
And they come on their own too.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Well, where else are you going to get this type of music? Live, with a band and everything, you know?
And there are young kids that are into it?
Yeah, well, because I'm young. It's relatable for a lot of them. And, you know, that I get anywhere from...
You are beautiful.
I do, and I do well with the 18 to 30 crowd.
Okay.
So
stay away from the 18-year-olds. Anything that could remotely be questionable. We don't need... You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm 18, and then you find
out... Two forms of identification,
exactly.
Please.
I want to see a passport and a driver's license.
No scandals with you.
Right.
I want your birth certificate, and I need your mother here. Get her on the phone.
My mother gives permission.
Who is president? That's a critical time right there. But I'm living my life. I'm 21. Almost, like you said, almost 22.
Sick. So you're playing West Hampton Beach at the end of August at the Performing Arts
for
Center.
For my birthday. Nice. So whoever wants to come out and celebrate with me for my birthday.
Oh, for your birthday.
My birthday's on the 26th.
Yeah, right.
So I'll be flying back from Chicago at 5 o'clock in the morning.
How come you're just so
How much travel are you doing?
I was just in Milwaukee. Yeah. So the weekend before, I had Detroit on Friday. Detroit, like... People went nuts, so they wanted to book me for a second night, but I was in Buffalo on Saturday.
Buffalo! Buffalo!
$15,000
in Buffalo!
Love you, Buffalo. I was in Detroit on Friday, Buffalo on Saturday, back in Detroit on Sunday.
Sick!
And then back
on
home
Friday, they booked you for Sunday?
Yeah.
Are you doing... Has anybody asked you to do national anthems yet? Like Jets or Giants?
Yeah, I've done Yankees.
You have?
I have a picture. My father and my Uncle Dean, the two biggest Goombas came, right? My father gives me this jersey.
Right.
This jersey that says Sal the Voice on it. You know?
Right. Doesn't he know there's no names on Yankee jerseys? Come on.
I know.
Well, but for non-Yankee
He didn't put a number. He just put the name.
The legend.
And I went out there and I turned back around after the anthem, and my father and my Uncle Dean are in each other's arms, crying their eyes out.
Oh, that's cool, though.
Yeah, it was a really cool moment.
My son.
Right.
Yeah, the best part was the buffet. Oh, my God. You ever been to the Legends
Box?
Yes,
I have. Dude, wow. I walked in there with a friend of mine.
Right.
And so there's sushi. There's all sorts of... It's like basically a giant catering hall with anything you can imagine to eat. And... Somebody fried me chicken cutlets in front of my eyes.
Yeah.
Like I waited for them. They gently flipped it over in the oil, and then they handed me hot
chicken cutlets. I'm like, this is the greatest place I've ever seen.
Right? They got they have these giant Alaskan king crab legs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh.
There's a seafood bar. There's
my heart right there.
Prime rib.
Yeah.
I'm a professional Gavon. So you know this.
Yeah. But, so they lost money that day, huh?
Oh yeah, they did. I made sure of it. I was like, what's his name? John Pinette,
right?
The comedian. Yeah, I get my money's worth.
What's the dream gig?
Oh boy.
Played Yankee, you've played some good stuff.
It's gotta be.
I mean, I would say Madison Square Garden, but let's not dream too big.
You mean not even as your gig? Understand?
Oh, the dream job.
Yeah, like if you want to go out and get booked somewhere, like would you like to do the? Are you a Giant fan or a Jet fan? Like, does that get you?
I'm a big Giants fan, but I mean, what gets me is like, you know, the job, the you land the career, or
right,
you open up the door,
right?
You know, that's the for me, America's Got Talent opened up a door into something that I would never otherwise think possible,
right?
You know, I was in school for marketing and business. You know, I never thought that this was a practical career, and I was so unsure of things. I hated school. I love St. John's.
Right.
I hated school. I hated class.
I'm the same way.
So when I got the golden buzzer, it was such a transformative moment in my life, because at that moment I was for the first time, A, proud of myself, truly proud of myself.
Right.
And B, for the first time, I knew exactly where I wanted to be at and what I wanted to do in life. So something like that, like I'm thinking, you know, I would love to do one of those late night shows, or you know, host something like a game show or something like that. I would love to do radio. I love radio, obviously, because I love hearing myself talk in the headphones. But you know, it's just something like that would be the dream.
What if it was a one off gig? Like I saw Andrea Bocelli one time do an outdoor theater in Italy. Like, what about something like that? Like, is that something that you'd be like, oh, I would die and go to heaven to do something like that?
Especially if I could bring my family. Like, if I could bring my mother to Italy on something like that, that would make my life.
Ma, you should do that for April Fool's. Ma, you're not going to believe it. The Vatican. The Pope asked me to sing Sinatra. Oh, yeah. I'm doing Mac the Knife Christmas Eve. She would drop
in the basilica.
All I gotta do is wash some feet. It's incredible.
Right. I gotta eat pizza with the Pope. We're going, Ma. She would drop.
Oh boy, would she? Yeah, my Italian women are very superstitious.
No, I know.
I've had a picture of Padre Pio watching me eat cereal for the last 21 years. Yeah.
Do you keep the St. Christopher medal in the car?
In the Lincoln, I do.
Do you?
In the caddy, I have the Italian horns.
Uh-huh.
But I have them on. So you're not supposed to have the Italian horn anywhere near like a cross.
Right.
So you saw the boxing gloves and the rosary up top. And then on the turn signal stalk, I have the Italian horn.
You're a pisser, dude.
Listen,
you really are great.
True to form.
Statue buried in the front yard anywhere?
Do you have Mary on the half shell?
I have
in front
Mary
of the house?
On the half shell. But it's down. So I have an apartment, like separate entrance, ladies.
Right.
So I pay my parents' rent. It's cool. But right there, I have with a light on it and everything and the flowers around it, Mary on the half shell.
Nice.
And I specifically, when I went and you're the first person, you put this in my head too. When I went to the place, I said, I need a Mary on the half shell. And the guy started dying laughing. He's like,
but I knew what exactly you were talking about. Talking exactly. About. The Mary on the half shell.
That's great. Sal LaVoice, Valentinetti. His CD is out, but you can get the songs. You can download the tracks, right? iTunes and all that stuff?
Yes, iTunes, Amazon, SalLaVoiceNY.com, or you can come to a show. I sell them there, and you can get them signed. Yeah, so the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center, WHPBAC. Yeah. Wait, no, WHBPAC.org.
Right.
Whoa.
He's nice. A plug machine, this guy.
Yeah, right, nice.
More with Sal next right now. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 844. Sal, the voice, Valentinetti, has been our guest this morning for like the last hour or so. Always entertaining to have you.
Was that an hour?
Yeah.
Just about.
Oh, boy.
His new CD is out. It is smooth as ever.
Yeah, it is.
It's gotta be 22 at the end of August.
Yeah, it is.
I'm proud.
He likes to listen to himself.
You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm a happy individual of the moment that you speak.
Wow, it really is you.
Oh, yeah. I'm the guy.
You're making my nipples hard.
So
So I got to go out to the Hamptons.
Yeah, you're going to take that Bentley and really just, you're going to be the part. You're going to play the part.
I'm going to play the part. That's I think I'm going to put sunglasses and a hat on so nobody recognizes me. But I think I'm just the president stomping in Brentwood tonight.
130, dude, yeah. You're not taking a, don't think, you're not taking a Bentley into Brentwood.
Listen, I'm going to put the Make America Great Again bumper sticker on it. Right? And I'm going to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just rub Cheetos in my hair, put a hat on, right? So I look like the guy and go, everybody out of my way.
I like it.
I have a Bigly speech to make.
It's a speech. It's going to go over great. It's going to be a great speech. It's going to be the greatest thing anybody's ever heard in Brentwood.
Pretty good, Sal.
That's pretty good.
Right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Hey, listen.
That's a gigantic Trump fan.
He's not just a pretty face.
Is he really?
That's good, Sal.
I'm going to tweet about it.
I bet you are.
I'm going to give this speech over Twitter. At Real Donald Trump.
All right, brother, listen.
Good to have you here,
congratulations.
Sal.
Congratulations. I didn't know when you did that Westbury show, you sold out 3,000 seats. That's big, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the people that have played that stage, right?
Yes. I'm on the wall now in the back.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh,
right in
man.
Between Paul Anka and Frankie Valli.
Get out of here.
Well, what
the
happened
things
was,
that are happening to you are really amazing.
What happened That's was awesome. At that show that I never really tell people. I don't think I've ever told this on the air. We were going overtime, and it's a union venue.
Right. Anything past 11 o'clock, you're screwed.
And you got to start paying out the nose. So I get off stage at the intermission, and my musical director, my manager, the agent, they're all going crazy and saying, waving the set list around. I'm going, what the hell's wrong with my set list? I take my in-ears out, and that's why I don't wear them anymore.
Right.
I like to be aware. And I take the in-ear monitors out, and the musical director comes up. His name is Ryan McNulty, sweetheart of a kid. Goes, hey, man,
it's like a pro. It's like
we're
gonna
have to that's not what I expected his music director to sound like.
We're going to have to cut a couple songs. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Why? Like, well, we're going over time, and it's going to cost between three and five. And, you know, yeah. Oh, yeah. So they're like, what do you want to do? I said, are the people out there enjoying it? And they said, yeah. And this is the one of the stage managers from Westbury standing right there.
Right.
Yeah. I said, then get my effing checkbook.
Oh, nice.
I said, I'll give up the check for the people.
Yeah. For you.
And Westbury, I guess they were so impressed by that they were like, you're coming back. So hopefully we'll come back. I'll make an announcement maybe later this month.
Good for you.
But
that's
like
great.
August 27th, I'm at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center, WHBPAC.org for tickets. SalTheVoiceNY.com for all official merch and the Voice EP available now, not just there, but also on Amazon and iTunes for digital download. Listen
you,
to it wherever.
My friend, are a whore.
How you doing?
All right, brother.
Hey, continue. Good luck.
Yeah. Thank you very
Keep
much.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
I'm sure your mom and dad are very proud.
They're over it.
They're used to you by
and
now.
And I'm sure your sister hates you.
We call her poor Liz.
Yeah.
And which, by the way, congratulations to my sister who's going to Hofstra on almost a full ride for biology.
Nice.
Oh, smart yeah. Girl. Oh, she's smart.
So she's got the voice, she got the brains.
And unfortunately, she's really good looking, too, so it's a problem. That's a problem.
All right, brother.
All right, there's Sal Valentinetti.
Thank you guys so much.
Good to have you here. It's 8:49. Here's Ted.
Right now on the in West Islip, actually, excuse me, in Montauk.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.